All right. Assuming that I can work through the multitude of technical issues here after reinstalling the video driver, which I thought was in some way, blah, 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 blah. If we can get past the technical issues, you're going to get the podcast that you would have gotten on Monday. And so I think I'm going to put this up as an MP3 file, but this will also be available as a video so you can see what's going on. So here's the deal. I, of course, subscribe to videos at YouTube via the RSS feed, and so I just download them to my computer. So I fire up the RSS reader, and you know, I fetch all the new videos, and I look through the list to see if there's anything in there that catches my eye that I really need to watch. And I saw that Shoe on Head had a new video, and it's called More Female CIA Agents, the CIA's Creepy YouTube Channel. I thought, oh God, I may have to watch that. Because as we know, women are not funny. Okay, women are not funny. Girls, not funny. Shoe is pretty goddamn funny for a woman. She cracks me up. And her videos are usually pretty goddamn entertaining. So I go over there and I started watching it. And I hit this point where I said, no, I should just stop right now. I should save this. And I should turn this into a podcast / video. So here we go. We're going to watch the Shoe on Head video about female CIA agents.
The CIA.
Ah, yes.
Best known for torture.
Torture.
Assassinations.
Yep.
Drug trafficking.
Drugs.
Mind control. Mm-hmm. Various human rights violations.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Editing their own Wikipedia articles to make themselves look better.
Editing their... This is... Okay, remember, guys. This is the CIA. This is your tax money. The CIA is editing their own Wikipedia articles to make them...
I just found that one out today. Sad, but it's a new era, and the CIA wants to turn over a new leaf.
Of course they do. It's the Biden era, right? I don't know. Maybe the CIA is going to touch small children or something. I don't know.
More modern, progressive leaf. That's right. We're gonna talk about that ad. If you don't know what I'm talking about, run, go, turn this off, leave now while you can. Stay innocent. The hair is blonde today. If you don't like it,
I don't.
I was about to say I don't care, but I do care.
See, that's a woman being honest. I was gonna say I don't care, but I do care. Of course you care. You're a woman. You're on the internet. You're attention whoring. Of course you care what people think. But at least she recognizes. She has a small amount of self-awareness. All right, let me try this. Let's see if this fucks things up technically.
I woke up the other day to hundreds and hundreds of tweets, emails, messages telling me about this new woke CIA ad.
Woke CIA ad. A woke CIA ad. I can't wait to see this.
I watched it, and it was bad. Not only do they have one ad, they have an entire YouTube channel.
The CIA has a YouTube channel. The CIA, I shouldn't be surprised, but doesn't the CIA already have a YouTube channel, the CNN YouTube channel?
That's right, the CIA has a YouTube channel. Better yet, it is monetized.
It's monetized. The government is using our tax money to pay people to make a YouTube channel, right? It's paying the people to make the videos. It's paying actors in the video. I'm sure there's actors in the video. I'll be wondering if in these videos we're going to see if these are real CIA agents or if they're actors. But all of this is all financed by our tax money, and the CIA is monetizing their YouTube channel. This is what the government is doing.
CIA can monetize their channel, but God forbid any of us talk about politics. So we are
exactly
going to watch some of the CIA's propaganda together. So I want you to experience this first one the same way I experienced it. I'm just gonna let it play out. You're just gonna watch.
And this is where I stopped watching. So I have no idea what's coming after this. Here we go.
I'm going to tape your eyes open. Sit down.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Zora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now.
Immigrants. I can wax. Immigrants. Okay. So we've already started with the girl power. At 17, I didn't know what I was going to be, but I was going to find myself. I'm a daughter of immigrants.
Eloquent on complex legal issues in English, while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other.
No, you can't change a diaper with one hand. Okay, this is a statement made by somebody who's never changed a diaper.
I'm a woman of color.
I'm a woman of color. You're also a parasite on taxpayer money.
I am a mom.
Okay. She's a woman of color. She's a mom. I wonder if she's a wife. Or does she not need no man?
I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
Oh my God! No! That did not just happen. I am a cisgendered millennial. No. Hold on. We gotta go back. No.
I'm gonna tape your eyes
open. No.
Sit down.
No.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. At 17,
Wait. You quoted somebody else in your college application essay. You quoted someone else. That's called plagiarism, you fucking fat bitch.
Had no idea what life would bring, but Zora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish.
No, you can't wax eloquent on complex issues. You're a woman. You don't even have self-awareness. You certainly don't understand complex issues, okay? You're a fucking parasite.
I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other.
You're a fucking life support system for an incubator. Shut up.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
Oh my God. I am a cisgendered millennial who's been diagnosed with a disorder. Still no mention of the husband. Still no mention of the father of the child. So we've got a fucking mentally fucking damaged, parasitical freak, single mother raising at least one child. Raising a future school shooter.
I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise.
Intersectional. Yes, sweetheart, your existence is a box-checking exercise. You were hired by the government to fill multiple fucking quotas.
I am educated, qualified, and competent.
Oh my God, educated, qualified, and competent. Three words that don't apply to any fucking woman that's ever lived on the planet Earth.
And sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons.
Two sons.
And I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do.
Two sons. Two future homosexual school shooters. Still no mention of the father.
I used to struggle with
Oh my God, she's wearing a fucking muzzle! I'm dying!
Imposter syndrome. But at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be.
Holy fucking shit. She's not going to internalize those misguided patriarchal ideas of a woman about... This is the CIA. I know there's all of you fucking retards out there who think that QAnon is coming to save you. This is the government guy. This is the CIA. This is the CIA. The CIA. This is the people protecting the United States. These are the people doing the information and intelligence gathering around the world. These are the people that are looking out for our nation's security. A fucking single mother, fucking retarded, mentally damaged, fucking multi-sectional, intersectional, box-checking fat woman.
I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy.
You're not supposed to apologize. You're supposed to get the fuck out of my country. That's what you're supposed to do.
Rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance.
Her brilliance! Gosh, her brilliance. Oh, she certainly is modest.
I am proud of me. Full stop.
Of course you're proud of you. You don't have anything else. Of course you're proud of yourself. You're a fucking woman. You have nothing other than yourself. You've done nothing. You've been nothing. Still no mention of the father to these two children.
My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer.
Latina!
At CIA.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Ah! This is literally the more female drone pilots joke. This is the meme. This is the sacred meme. This is the epitome of everything I've made fun of for the past 5 years.
Yeah, it
Satire
is.
Satire is dead. It is. God is dead. So let's go.
It is. It is. Satire is dead. I mean, how do you fucking satire what we just saw? How? How in the fuck? This guy, this is the retarded dystopia. How do you satire the shit that we just witnessed? I'm a cisgendered millennial with a fucking mental disorder. How do you make fun of this? You can't satire this.
Through this, shall we? Let's go through this point by painful point.
Oh God, let's do it.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial.
Pause. Cisgender. Why did they throw cisgender in there? Are most people working at the CIA trans? It really
probably
does feel like they're...
I mean, at this point, yeah, I'm sure most of them are trans, just like in the military.
They're just, like, throwing in buzzwords that they've just, like, heard people say before. Like, they've heard in left-wing spaces. They're just spewing it all out there, like, yeah, you're like that girl boss gatekeep yeah!
Yeah, she's actually probably right about that. I would bet that probably a third of the people involved with this video don't know what a lot of these words even mean. It's just like, yeah, I think the kids are saying cisgendered today. Let's just put that in the video.
Who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
I'm a cisgender millennial with anxiety disorder. She's just like me! I have anxiety.
Exactly.
I have depression. I have ADHD. I'm bisexual. I'm Italian. That counts as a disability, right?
Yes,
just the
it does.
Person we were looking for to overthrow a democratically elected leader in a foreign country.
Right, yes, exactly. This is who we need. Like I said, this is who we need to be engaging in assassinations and political intrigue around the world in the interest of the government of the United States to protect Joseph Biden so that he can keep building those roads that wouldn't exist without the government.
You got moxie, kid. The CIA has probably given, like, hundreds of people anxiety and PTSD, but sure.
I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be.
That's right, the patriarchy cannot hold you back. The patriarchy did not hold back Gina Haspel, who was head of the CIA from 2018 to 2021. The same Gina Haspel who was the head of a torture prison in Thailand. The same girl boss Gina Haspel who destroyed 92 interrogation tapes.
Yes, because that's what women do. Women are obedient. Women, despite posturing as being these great moral agents, and if they were in charge, everything would be wonderful because women know right from wrong and women are good and women are not cruel. No, women are evil. Women are absolutely evil. They are evil both in the sense that they will destroy anything that they perceive as being dangerous to them, and women perceive everything as being dangerous to them, right? Right now, women are in the process of destroying our freedom because they're afraid of a virus, okay? Women's number one focus in existence is their own personal safety. And women see everything that is not them as dangerous to their personal safety. And women will stop at nothing to destroy anything that they perceive as dangerous to them. The second part of this is that women are obedient. If you are an evil person and you tell a woman to do something evil, she will do it. Because women, despite this mythology that they've tried to create about how women stand up to evil, wrong. Women are obedient as fuck to evil. When a powerful man tells a woman to do something that is evil, she does it because women are genetically programmed to obey alpha males.
Yes, queen.
I can change a diaper with one hand.
And waterboard an Iraqi with the other. I am unapologetic. You better be apologetic. I have friends who are from countries your organization has disappeared people from. Okay, so that one was bad, but it's not even the only one. There are others.
Oh God. Oh God. Nathaniel of Blacks in Government. Notice that Blacks is capitalized. Blacks in Government.
Blacks in Government is open to any agency officer who wants to be a part of what we call big.
Blacks! In government. Not even black people, not African Americans, not people of color, blacks. Every time people say like blacks or whites, it just sounds like old school race. Like it reminds me of my grandma, the Orientals.
The African American presence here at CIA is deep and rich, and I would encourage anyone and everyone to know something about that history.
He looks like a puppet. He also looks like somebody that shouldn't even be in my country, much less be in the government. There's just something about him that is slimy. And of course, you know that we don't have WIG. We don't have whites in government, because that would be racist. But blacks in government is totally okay.
Such as introducing the black community to crack cocaine in the 80s?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's okay when the CIA sells drugs to black people. It's only wrong when white people do it.
Anyway.
I wanted to be a librarian the first time I set foot in a library. Oh, I was always a little different, even at that age, and libraries offered a safe, quiet space where I could find tens of thousands of escapes into worlds of fantasy, mystery, and intrigue. After finishing college, I entered the workforce as a middle school librarian.
Okay, yep, I was about to say, this guy's probably, yep, he's gay.
Oh my God, I don't care.
My favorite thing about CIA is that they encourage the out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress.
Look, they...
The CIA encourages out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress. The CIA encourages assassinations, overthrowing governments, manipulating politicians, blackmailing politicians, dropping bombs on people. This fucking faggot is sitting here in a library playing a fucking game, talking about how the CIA encourages out-of-box thinking. How do you satire this? I'm standing here right now. I'm talking to you. I don't even know what to do with this. Like the E. Jean letters, right? I can make fun of those. You could do I don't even know what to do with this. And you conservatives out there, I'm sure you think the CIA is wonderful. How do you satire? How?
I literally have a game on the table called Spy Tricks. These people are ill.
Growing up gay.
Yeah, she's right there. Oh my God! She's right. They're mentally ill. Okay, did he just say growing up gay?
Look, they literally have a game on the table called Spy Tricks. These people are ill.
Growing up gay in a small southern...
I told you! I knew... Fucking homos. So here you go, cuckservatives. Here's your CIA. We got a fucking cisgendered, mentally ill fucking immigrant. We got a black person who's racist because he believes in black people's as betters. Black people's as specials. Black people's needs their own little fucking private spaces. I'd love them to have their private space in another country. And now we got a fucking fag. This is your CIA.
Oh my god, he's gay. They're doing it again.
Of course
they're
doing. Of course he's gay. How could you not tell he was gay? I knew he was gay the minute I fucking saw him. How did you not know he was a fag?
And again, why are they doing this? Why are you doing this?
Because it's the CIA. Because it's the government. Because they're virtue signaling. Look at the fucking key hanging around his neck. I mean, if you didn't know this guy was gay from looking at his face and that fucking facial hair, the key hanging around his neck should give it away. I don't know why, but that just fucking telegraphs homo to me.
Imagine my surprise when I was taking my oath at CIA and I noticed a rainbow on then-director Brennan's lanyard.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah! I noticed a rainbow. I noticed the symbol that we homosexuals have won the war. A fucking rainbow on the fucking lanyard.
Oh my god, this is literally the rainbow anti-homeless bench as a video.
Officers from the top down work hard to ensure that every single person, whatever their gender, gender identity, race, disability, or sexual orientation.
This is what the CIA did.
Can bring their entire self to work every day.
Wow, good for you guys. Have fun assassinating people. Gaily, the comments are turned off.
Of course the comments are turned off! Of course they are! God forbid the CIA, which is funded by our tax money, should have the comments enabled on their fucking videos, which are funded by our tax money, so that the people who funded the fucking videos in the CIA with their fucking tax money can leave commentary about how fucking evil, stupid, and disgusting these fucking videos are. Of course the fucking comments are disabled. Here's something I figured out. You know how you know if something on the internet is a lie? If you go to whatever it is, if it's a video, if it's a new, whatever, a blog, whatever, if the comments are disabled, it's a lie. End of discussion. No one has ever had to disable the comments on the truth.
Comments are turned off. The CIA can literally overthrow countries, but can't handle some YouTube comments. Cowards. Pussies.
I don't have the typical answer on why I joined CIA.
Oh, I know why you joined the CIA. Because you're a fucking parasite. You couldn't get a real job. That's why you joined the CIA. It's just like people who go into the military. It's Republican welfare. It's where people who can't get jobs go. You joined the CIA because you knew you wouldn't have to do anything. You could get free college. You could be a fucking parasite on the taxpayers. You get a retirement package from a corporation that doesn't have to borrow money. You can just print money or borrow money or make up money. So you're set for life. You're a total fucking piece of shit. I haven't even seen you yet. You're not going to be white. And you're probably going to be a single mother. You're going to be overweight. You're going to be ugly. You're in the CIA because you're a worthless fucking parasite. All right, let's see what this so-called person looks like.
Admittedly, it wasn't a childhood dream of mine, nor does my college degree align with security.
Don't care, didn't ask. Plus, you're fed.
We've had several principals that were women, some of whom have asked why there aren't any more women on the director's protective.
Why aren't there more women? Why don't we have more gender quotas? Okay, first of all, there's no such thing as women. Man and woman is a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women. But so, why don't we have more quotas?
Staff. I've been able to inspire not only women to pursue DPS, but also people who wouldn't normally consider themselves qualified to be a special agent.
This is the final stage of girl boss feminism. Late stage feminism. I'd rather just get assassinated right now. Just take me out right now. Call me Fidel Castro. Take me the f*** out. And don't miss this time. Look at her, look at her. She's like, target in sight.
She was right. That is so girl boss looking. Look at her, she's trying to look all girl boss and shit. It's so funny.
Shut it down.
I joined CIA almost straight out of college, when it can be a challenge to speak up when you're younger and adjusting to workplace norms, especially in such a unique environment.
What kind of workplace norms are you adjusting to, sweetheart? You're a black woman. You've never adjusted to anything normal in your life. Every place you've ever gone in your fucking worthless ass, pathetic, cunt little fucking incubator existence, everyone around you has fucking bowed and deferred and scraped to you, either out of reverence because they worship you because you're a woman, or they worship you or fetishize you, I should say, fetishize you because you're a woman, or fetishize you because you're a black, or fetishize you because you're a fucking cisgendered, intersectional, fucking millennial, zizazar, or some fuckling shit like that. So, or they have fucking kowtowed to you because they're terrified of you, because they know that all you have to do is say, oh, that man raped me, or that man called me a nigger, and everyone will freak out, even if it didn't happen. You could literally accuse a man who has never in his entire life been within 100 miles of you of raping you, and everyone will take you seriously and pretend that it actually happened, and that man will go to jail, or at the very least have his life entirely ruined, okay? That's... You've never adjusted to anything in your fucking life. Not a goddamn thing. You have been scraped and bowed and catered to for every moment of your fucking existence, you fucking pox.
Then adding to that are the social challenges both women and people of color face.
Why don't you go to a fucking country then that's not filled with white people if we're all so goddamn racist? Oh yeah, that's right, because you enjoy having electricity, roads, and flush toilets. The oppression that we face, oh my gosh.
Critical, and what gives me optimism that we are moving in the right direction, is that there are people here who recognize that and are holding CIA as an institution accountable for the diversity and inclusion that it champions.
Yes, because that's the purpose of the CIA, is to champion diversity and inclusion, while, of course, assassinating people, running drugs, spying on people, listening to our conversations.
That is what the CIA should be held accountable for. Diversity and inclusion. Not Iran, not Iraq, not Libya.
No, of course not.
God is testing me. We're so used to, like, corporations pandering like this, so it's just funny to see, like, the feds do it.
It is. This is the feds. Not just the federal, this is the feds, you know, the FBI, the CIA, the ATF. These are people who show up at your house and kill you for not believing in the Wuhan hoax. Like, these are the people who one day, there's a very good chance that I will be killed by the CIA one day. There's actually a good chance you will be killed by the CIA if you listen to this podcast. These are the people that may kill us. And they're virtue signaling on YouTube about diversity and inclusion with our tax money.
Embarrassing, frankly. I'm just waiting for the other alphabet institutions to follow. Like, I can't wait for the ATF's
yes.
woke recruitment
right.
ad. The patriarchy can't stop me from setting children on fire. I was
good one.
Absolutely assigned an NSA agent after I went to the January 6th rally. I honestly just feel bad for whatever guy got that job. Or girl. Or I don't know, is the NSA as diverse as the CIA?
I'm sure they
well,
are.
To the girl boss watching me through my webcam. Solidarity, sister. This reminds me of when the US military was on Twitch trying to recruit people.
Yes!
This is like borderline predatory. Hello, fellow kids! This is the CIA trying to slap on, like, a happy face mask. This is a PR move. This isn't even, like, I don't even think this is a recruitment video. This is just a PR move.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is virtue signaling. This is what it is. This is corporate virtue signaling.
This is a sad attempt to revamp their image. They even redid the logo. Like, look at this. What is this? A Joy Division album?
What? That's the CIA logo? And she's right. What is that a Joy Division? For those of you who don't know, Joy Division is the band that became New Order. And yeah, Joy Division has an album cover that looks similar to that. This. I wonder how much money was spent redesigning this CIA logo. So this is a new logo. So the CIA's got to replace this on everything. How much money does that cost? You know, this is why, and all the fucking statists out there, well, great one, you know, it doesn't really cost that much money when you compare it to the whole budget. Yeah, no part of the budget costs that much money when you compare it to the whole budget. When you add it all up, that's where you get the fucking trillions and trillions of dollars that can never be paid back, you dumb motherfucker. If the great one were the dictator of the United States, the CIA wouldn't have a fucking logo, nor would anyone else. Because logos, but once you have a logo, you want to put the logo on everything. Putting the logo on everything costs money. But it's okay. There's plenty of money, right? We can use all that money we saved by giving everybody free healthcare.
This is them just being like, oh, shit, everyone knows we killed JFK. I'm gay!
Good one. And that's true. I mean, everybody knows they killed JFK. You do know that the CIA killed JFK, right? Yeah, you know. I'm sure, and QAnon's going to bust this out in the open any moment now. I'm sure QAnon has got the evidence. QAnon is going to save you. Oh, shit, QAnon's not coming. Well, better go hide behind Jesus.
F*** off. There are people online, like, deadass defending this. Like, oh, you're just laughing at a brown woman.
Yes, I am. I'm laughing at the brown woman. You're goddamn right I am. I'm laughing at the fact that she's raising two school shooters. I'm laughing at the fact that there's no husband. I'm laughing at the fact that she's a parasite and she thinks that she can wax eloquently about complicated subjects.
I'm proud of her accomplishments. Like, yeah, Karen. Yeah, sure, that's what we're laughing at. We're not laughing at the intersectional death squads. But this fake woke shit is more disturbing than just, haha, they said, you know, the SJW words, LOL, cringe. There's something a little more insidious about this.
Yeah, there
this
is.
This isn't progress.
No.
I guess you could call it progress in, like, a vapid way. Like, we got our first female vice president, and she f***ing sucks. Caitlyn Jenner might be the governor of California soon, and she f***ing sucks.
Caitlyn Jenner is not a she. Caitlyn Jenner is a man. Okay? We just talked about this on Monday on this podcast. Caitlyn Jenner is not a she.
You see the way MSNBC, like, brags about how the military-industrial complex is run by...
Sam, there you go. The military-industrial complex is now run by women. Yes, because women are so peaceful and loving and compassionate. If only women ran the world, there'd be no more wars. Okay? Women are running the military-industrial complex, according to MSNBC. Have the wars stopped? Or is Biden still dropping bombs on foreign countries? So here's the thing. Some men are evil. That's absolutely true. Men who are evil, at least 9 times out of 10, know it. All women are evil. None of them know it.
Women. You see the UN Women's account on Twitter calling for more female CEOs.
Of course. You see
people in power being like, where are all the female billionaires? When the real focus should probably be the fact that the second highest paid CEO in the country runs a health insurance company. They want that boot on your neck to be an 8-inch heel.
Yeah.
That's it. People in power will put on this veneer of progress. They'll dangle keys in your face of, like, diversity or whatever. Like, oh, look at this. Meanwhile, over there, nothing's changing. Nothing systemic is changing. Nothing economic is changing. It's all staying the same.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, it's all staying the same. And you right-tards do the same thing. You dangle Trump. You dangle QAnon. You dangle your Christianity. You dangle Jesus. Everything's the same.
One quote from Malcolm X about the white man giving us symbolic victories and no actual justice. Like I've said a million times before, identity politics will almost always be used as a weapon to defend the elite. Remember that. And that is what is happening here. They are using identity politics. They are using wokeness. They are using this as a shield, as a mask. And we're not gonna—
She's right. This is the CIA using the wokeness as a shield. The CIA is still killing people. The CIA is still torturing people. The CIA is still spying on people. The CIA is still selling drugs. The CIA is still running drugs. The CIA is still doing all sorts of things that are illegal. The CIA is still doing things that are immoral. The CIA is still murdering people. But they throw up these fucking pox and these trannies and these fags and these single mothers and all this shit as a way to deflect any criticism. Because the only people with the balls to criticize anything is the leftards, because you fucking right-tards, you just fucking just roll over and spread your butt cheeks for everyone who shows up because you're so goddamn terrified of your enemies not being friends with you. The only people that might criticize anything in the fucking country is the fucking libtards, because the libtards will criticize anything that doesn't fucking give them their way and kiss their asses. And so this is the CIA saying to the libtards, look how diverse and woke we are, so that the libtards won't pay attention to the CIA doing evil things anymore. This is a smokescreen. This is a force field. This is a distraction and a deflection. She was 100% correct about this.
I fall for it. Sorry. You know, to go full Alex Jones for a second, I'm pretty sure like all of that Tumblr SJW from like 2013 to 2016 was a big CIA psyop. I'm saying it, we're all thinking it. All that culture war COINTELPRO, Operation Mockingbird type sh. Think about it. If you wanted to kill any type of real leftist momentum in this country, what would you do? I don't know. Air conditioning is sexist.
Sexist air conditioning. Yes, I remember that, when the air conditioning was sexist, because the men would turn the air conditioning down too low and the women would get cold, but the men wouldn't. But see, here's the thing. If men and women are the same, how is it that men can be warm at temperatures where women are cold? If there's no difference between men and women, if the difference between men and women is entirely a social construct, then how can there be a difference in the temperature as experienced by men and women? And what the fuck is that a picture of? What fucking goddamn fucking pox tranny piece of shit is that?
Like, I'm pretty sure this woman was a federal agent.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about it. I'm of course joking, but...
I'm not.
Left-wing activists out there, if one of your new, diverse members walks up to you like, hello, fellow girl boss, are you ready to crush the patriarchy with me, a fellow cisgender? That's a fed. That is a whole-ass federal agent. That was just that quick.
A fellow cisgender. Oh my god.
Video, since a lot of you... we're asking for it. Ollie, what institution do you work for? The FBI? Oh, female bunny inspector? Okay, boomer. Ollie turned 10 yesterday. It was his birthday. 10 years old. Old Aww. Man. Everybody say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bunny.
I will see you guys very soon.
Knock that microphone
with a
over. I never knock the microphone like that on my podcast.
Video? I will probably have brown hair. And yeah,
bye. Oh my god, let me play this out. Let's play this out just in case she threw it. Okay, bad music.
The CIA has gone woke. Oh no! Don't abolish the CIA! The military has gone woke. Oh no! Don't defund the military! The corporations have gone woke. Oh no! Don't break up the corporations! Capitalism has gone woke. Oh no! Anything but that!
Oh my god. God. All right. Well, there it is. I haven't actually gone to the CIA YouTube channel. I don't think I can. I think that's just a really bad idea in every imaginable way. I don't need to see any more videos of, you know, tranny, fag-colored, cisgendered, mentally ill, single parents parasiting on my tax money and pretending to be girl bosses. Yeah, I really don't know how to satire this. This is why I think I'm just going to stick with making fun of college students and E. Jean columns.